I'm Evan Robbins, Trent Radio's broadcast journalist through the Local Journalism Initiative. After a month-long recess in July, Peterborough City Council will return to Council Chambers at City Hall on Tuesday, August 4th, for a meeting of their General Committee. As a result, outside of waiting for the new Council to sit in November, there's perhaps no better time to get caught up and start following municipal politics in Peterborough if you haven't been already. With that in mind, today I'm going to walk you through the items on the August 4th General Committee agenda so that you can stay informed of what's happening in your city, even if you can't make it out to the meeting itself. First off, a bit of context. Peterborough City Council generally sits in a three-week cycle, comprised of a General Committee meeting, a council meeting, and 1 week off. General Committee is the week when Council are presented reports and motions for consideration by staff, who are there to answer any questions that they might have. General Committee gives Council the opportunity to ask questions, debate amongst themselves, and make a preliminary decision in their voting, which then dictates which motions get submitted to the City Council meeting the following week. Council meetings are where policy is ratified, which is to say approved in earnest. Think of it as not entirely unlike how federal policy needs to go through both the House of Commons and the Senate. Council might express support for a motion at General Committee, only to vote it down the next week after receiving more information. Conversely, some items which garner opposition at General Committee might ultimately swing in favor at Council once councillors have gotten constituent feedback, as we saw with the motion to approve the emergency winter shelter strategy earlier this year. Speaking of feedback, council meetings are also where members of the public have an opportunity to speak to the mayor and council. These are called delegations, and you can register for them ahead of city council meetings on the city's website. Delegates are given 5 minutes to address concerns with anything on the week's agenda to council, who in turn can then ask questions of them. Since August 4th is a general committee meeting, council will be considering a number of motions for recommendation for approval the following week. In the process, they might discuss the contents of the attached reports and express their support for or opposition to their contents. Everything Council is looking at on Tuesday is listed and numbered on the agenda, which you can access on the City of Peterborough's website, and relevant reports for each item are attached in the PDF format. Speaking of those items, let's talk about some of the things on the agenda for August 4th. The big item for the Finance and Corporate Support Services is a motion to extend the Peterborough Police Services contract with Cavan Monaghan Township. Peterborough provides contract policing for the adjoining municipalities of Lakefield and Cavan Monaghan, who pay the city to supplement their police services. Cavan Monaghan will pay $1.7 million to Peterborough for its 2026 service contributions, and the motion to be presented at General Committee suggests a one-year extension of that agreement, adjusted for the rate of inflation. Moving on to the Infrastructure Planning and Growth Management portfolio, city staff are recommending the designation of a number of properties under the Ontario Heritage Act. The Peterborough Architectural Conservation Advisory Committee, or PACAC, has recommended the designation of four properties, including the old Bell Telephone Building on Hunter Street West and Trent Radio House at the corner of Park Hill and George. There is some sense of urgency to designate these properties, owing to a 2022 amendment to the Ontario Heritage Act, which gives municipalities until the end of this year to designate properties on their heritage registries, whereupon all municipal heritage registries will be cleared and non-designated properties made ineligible for registration for another 5 years. Also under the planning portfolio, Council will receive two reports, one on the status of economic development, which the city brought in-house at the end of 2024, and another on a funding application submitted for the Provincial Development Charge Reduction Program, which the city took steps to comply with in June by reducing development charges by 50%. Council will also receive a municipal operations report on the status of the tire recycling program. Changes to Ontario recycling legislation now place the onus for collection and disposal of recyclables on manufacturers, meaning that tire companies are now responsible for recycling all tires collected through the municipal tire disposal program. However, the companies have not been picking up the tires in a timely manner, meaning the municipal waste facility on Bensfort Road is currently holding 2 to 3 times the amount of tires it typically expects. While the report is mostly for Council's information, it does highlight a potential recourse to lobby the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, or AMO, to lobby the province to put greater pressure on manufacturers to comply with the new legislation. Finally, Mayor Jeff Leal has submitted a notice of motion for consideration. Think of it like a private member's bill, a motion submitted not as part of a larger city department, but by one of the individual members of council, usually addressing something which falls outside the auspices of regular city business. In this case, Leal wishes to re-examine the possibility of letting businesses open on statutory holidays, and is petitioning his colleagues to direct staff to bring a report in the first quarter of 2027, examining the feasibility of that venture. And that's everything on the agenda for General Committee on August 4th. Council can single out any of these items for debate, though otherwise they will be approved under one motion at the meeting. At that point, the recommendations from the report, i.e. whether or not Council supports them, will be submitted to the Council meeting agenda on August 10th for final ratification. You can watch the August 4th General Committee meeting in person at Peterborough City Hall or live streamed online on the city's website. To speak to Peterborough City Council at the August 10th Council meeting, you can register on the city's website.